Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 17th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers, chapters 25 to 27. God's order in leadership succession. Just as the Israelites were preparing to enter the promised land, they needed a new census because everyone over the age of 20 who were counted in the previous census had died in the wilderness. The need to take a new census was paramount as God was keeping his people united and organized. Another reason for knowing the exact count was to assist in dividing the land of Canaan by lot among the 12 tribes according to their number and size. Moses was the greatest leader that the Israelites had ever known, and he followed the directions of God consistently throughout the last 40 years of the journey from Egypt. However, due to one error, Moses was not permitted to enter Canaan, but could only view the land from the top of Mount Pisgah. The time had now come for an orderly leadership succession, and his longtime faithful servant Joshua was chosen as his successor. Joshua was a son of Nun who was intimately associated with Moses as his assistant. He was a religious zealot who was sent with others to view the promised land many years ago. He made a favorable report of the land with Caleb, due to which his life was miraculously preserved when others perished. Due to this, he was rewarded for his courage and fidelity. And in Numbers chapter 27 verse 18, we read that he was divinely inspired and had the anointing of the Holy Spirit. As per God's command, Joshua was commissioned, ordained, and charged with the responsibilities of Moses' office. We read in Numbers chapter 27 verses 22 and 23 like this. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and he laid his hands on him and inaugurated him just as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. This incident displays God's order of leadership succession. No leader, however great he or she may be, is supposed to last forever. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. There will come a time when they have to transfer the authority and power of their position to a worthwhile successor. How much better would it be if our spiritual leaders understood this fact and would groom and mentor able disciples to take over the leadership in due course of time? Even our Lord Jesus Christ groomed and mentored his 12 disciples to take over the leadership of the church after his physical ascension to heaven. We also see Apostle Paul grooming the young Timothy to a leadership role. Let all leaders understand this basic fact that we read in Psalms chapter 75 verses 6 and 7. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another.